Good afternoon, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thomila Falcha Roth Insha, which in Gaelic means, there is a great welcome here for you. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. I wonder why we are always only looking forward to something. Why not to look backward to something, and with the same sense of expectation and joy? We could be looking forward to looking backward. I love looking at the labels on bottles, tins, jars, and also on all sorts of containers in the kitchen. The kitchen for me is a library, a virtual internet of specialized information and inspiration. I am always surprised how much philosophy is being carried in the labels on jars, bottles and vessels of all kinds, if you would know how to read them philosophically, as it were. Daily I will take down one or two and read what is written therein. I read them as if I were reading the books of sages. There is also so much beauty in the kitchen, in its simplicity, from the furniture to tea towels and table mats to different forms and shapes of utensils and crockery. And of course there are so many colors, hues and shades. Today I realize just how wondrous a place your kitchen is. And if you have children, culture them to love this marvelous place, for it is something they can enjoy their entire life. In today's broadcast, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. Today's poem is Alone Looking at the Mountain by the Tang Dynasty Chinese poet Li Po, also known as Li Bai. Alone Looking at the Mountain. All the birds have flown up and gone. A lonely cloud floats leisurely by. We never tire of looking at each other, only the mountain and I. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. How now, spirit, whither wander you? Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through flood, through fire, I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's fare. And I serve the fairy queen, to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall her pensions be, in their gold coats spots you see. Those be rubies' fairy favours, in those freckles live their saviours. I must go seek some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou lobe of spirits, I'll be gone. Our queen and all our elves come here anon. The king that keep his rebels here tonight, take heed the queen come not within his sight. For Oberon is passing fell and wrath, because that she, as her attendant hath, a lovely boy stolen from an Indian king. She never had so sweet a changeling. And jealous Oberon would have the child, knight of his train, to trace the forest wild. But she perforce withholds the loved boy, crowns him with flowers and makes him all her joy. And now they never meet in grove or green, by fountain clear or spangled starlight sheen. But they do square, and that all their elves for fear creep into acorn cups and hide them there. Either I mistake your shape and make inquiet, or else you are that shrewd and knavish spirit called Robin Goodfellow. Are not you he that frights the maidens of the villagery? Skim milk and sometimes labour in the kern, and bootless makes the breathless housewife churn, and sometimes makes the drink to bear no balm, mislead night wanderers laughing at their harm? Those that hobgoblin call you and sweet puck, you do their work, and they shall have good luck. Are not you he? Thou speakest aright. I am that merry wanderer of the night. I jest to Oberon and make him smile, when I a fat and bean-fed horse beguile, neighing in likeness of a filly foal, and sometime lurk I am in gossip's bowl, in every likeness of a roasted crab, and when she drinks against her lips I bob, and on her withered dewlap pour the ale, the wisest aunt telling the saddest tale. Sometime for the three-foot stool make mistake at me, then slip I from her bum, down topples she, and tailors cries and falls into a cough, and then the whole choir hold their hips and laugh, and waxen in their mirth and knees and swear, and merrier hour was never wasted there. But room, fairy, here comes Oberon, and here my mistress, would that he were gone. Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania.
What, jealous Oberon?
Fairy, skip hence. I have forsworn his bed in company. Tarry, rash wanton, am not I thy lord?
Then I must be thy lady.
But I know when thou hast stolen away from fairy land, and in the shape of corn sat all day, playing on pipes of corn and versing love to amorous Phillida, why art thou here, come from the farther steppe of India? But that, forsooth, the bouncing Amazon, your buskin mistress and your warrior love, to Theseus must be wed, and you come to give their bed joy and prosperity. How canst thou thus, for shame, Titania, glance at my credit with Hippolyta, knowing I know thy love to Theseus? Didst thou not lead him through the glimmering night from Pergenia, whom he ravished, and make him with fair eagle break his faith? With Adriadna and Antiope?
These are the forgeries of jealousy.
And never since the middle summer spring met we on hill, in dale, forest, or mead, by paved fountain or by rushy brook, or in the beach margin of the sea, to dance our ringlets to the whistling wind. But with thy brawls thou hast disturbed our sport. Therefore the winds, piping to us in vain, as in revenge, have sucked up from the sea contagious fogs, which, falling in the land, have every pelting river made so proud that they have overborne their continents. The ox had therefore stretched his yoke in vain, the ploughman lost his sweat, and the green corn had rotted ere his ewe attained a beard. The fold stands empty in the drowned field, and crows are fattened with the Myrian flock. The nine men's morris is filled up with mud, and the quaint mazes in the wanton green, for lack of thread, are undistinguishable. The human mortals want their winter here, nor night is now with hymn or carol blessed. Therefore the moon, the governess of floods, pale in her anger washes all the air, that rheumatic diseases do abound. And through this distemperature we see the seasons alter. Hoary-headed frost far in the fresh lap of the crimson rose, and on old Hemis thin and icy crown, an odorous chaplet of sweet summer buds is, as in mockery set. The spring, the summer, the chiding autumn, angry winter, change their wanton liveries, and the mazed world by their increase, now knows not which is which. And this same progeny of evils comes from our debate, from our dissension. We are their parents and original. Do you amend it, then? It lies in you. Why should Titania cross her Oberon? I do but beg a little changeling boy to be my henchman. Set your heart at rest. The fairy land boy is not the child of me. His mother was a votress of my order, and in the spiced Indian air by night, full often had she gossiped by my side, and sat with me on Neptune's yellow sands, marking the embarked traders on the flood. When we have laughed to see the sails conceive,
and grow big-bellied with the wanton wind, which she, with pretty and with swimming gait following, her womb then rich with my young squire, would imitate and sail upon the land to fetch me trifles and return again as from a voyage rich with merchandise. But she, being mortal, of that boy did die, and for her sake do I rear up her boy, and for her sake I will not part with him. How long within this wood intend you stay? Perchance till after Theseus' wedding day. If you will patiently dance in our round and see our moonlit revels, go with us. If not, shun me, and I will spare your haunts. Give me that boy, and I will go with thee. Not for thy fairy kingdom. Fairies away. We shall chide downright if I longer stay. Well, go thy way. Thou shalt not from this grove till I torment thee for this injury. My gentle Puck, come hither. Thou rememberest, since once I sat upon a promontory, and heard a mermaid on a dolphin's back uttering such dulcet and harmonious breath, that the rude sea grew civil at her song, and certain stars shot madly from their spheres to hear the sea maid's music. I remember. That very time I saw, but thou couldst not, flying between the cold moon and the earth, Cupid all armed. A certain aim he took at a fair vestal throned by the west, and loosed his love shaft smartly from his bow, as it should pierce 100,000 hearts. But I might see young Cupid's fiery shaft quenched in the chaste beams of the watery moon, and the imperial votress passed on in maiden meditation, fancy free. Yet marked I where the bolt of Cupid fell. It fell upon a little western flower, before milk-white, now purple with love's wound, and maidens call it love and idleness. Fetch me that flower. The herb I show thee once, the juice of it on sleeping eyelids laid, will make our man or woman madly dote upon the next live creatures that it sees. Fetch me this herb, and be thou here again ere the Levantian can swim a league. I'll put a girdle round about the earth in 40 minutes. Having once this juice, I'll watch Titania when she is asleep, and drop the liquor of it in her eyes. The next thing then she awaking looks upon, be it on lion, bear, or wolf or bull, on meddling monkey or on busy ape, she shall pursue it with the soul of love. And ere I take this charm from off her sight, as I can take it with another herb, I'll make her render up her page to me. But who comes here? I'm invisible, and I will overhear their conference. It is a lovely feeling to realize that the world will always welcome lovers. Frank Sinatra put it in this way. You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they will say, I love you. On that you can rely, no matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Oh yes, the world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. A thought before we go our way. Become aware today, the person we have become has its roots deeply in our family and cultural background, in our ancestry going all the way back ever back to unknown. From unknown we have come. Have a great weekend, and I will be looking forward to having you here again on Monday. Over the weekend, I will most likely share some stories from my books. If you are free, drop by to listen to them, and about them, please do spread the word. Thank you so much. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. It is truly an honor to have you listening. This is Radio Richard Ireland, Sláinte agus Beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.